Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny? A podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show. Not yet. That was way.
No.
He just wasted that whole creepy intro because I wasn't recording yet. Now I'm recording. Hey.
Hello. How are you, Sarah?
Chris, I'm great. How are you?
I'm living the dream every single day.
Don't lie.
No, it is good. Life's good. Guess what?
What?
I get my second shot tomorrow. This will be
Yay!
On Sunday.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Thanks. We're pretty excited too. Although we're a little apprehensive, right? On just like, you know, I've had other colleagues who've gotten a second shot and have been more like fatigued and a little more sick the second one.
Yeah, so it's
like this. Like this, like a little bit of excitement, dread, all in the same, you know, not dread because you're not going to get like wicked sick, but just like not feeling well. So it's weird.
Like, this sounds like every day of my life, Chris, when I wake up thinking about all the things I have to do. Well, I'm excited. Oh, I think I might throw up.
It is weird. It's like this major same dichotomy, thing. Right?
So, yeah.
I wake up just knowing my life sucks. I had to go to work.
Oh, sad. Yeah. Well, that's, you could change
that.
That's
exciting.
Hey,
that's
there's
exciting.
My beer. Thank you.
You drink something fancy?
Ooh, I am having a Sazed and Confused from Northern Pine Brewing. Shout out to them, local brewery. Not a sponsor, but they could be. Hey, Northern Pine.
It's a Saison.
Yeah, it's a Saison. It's delicious.
Is it a Saison or a Saison?
Yes. One of those.
I always say Saison. So.
I've called it both and been corrected both times. So I'm drinking beer, Chris.
Which just sounds fancy.
Right? I like to be fancy. My pinky's up. You know, no, you can't see it, but you're just going to have to trust that it is.
Question, are you drinking one out of one of those fancy beer mugs that's like curved, you know, to get the perfect aroma?
No. I'm drinking it out of a frosted glass with a beer koozie on because we are not animals here.
You're frosted?
Yes, Chris. They're in the freezer at all times. Come on, seriously. Who doesn't drink a cold beer? What's the matter with you?
Well, Chris? I mean, I drink cold beer, but it's like 12 degrees outside right now, so I just stick them out the front door for a couple minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't have that displeasure. I have the freezer at my disposal.
You know, how's the weather out there, by the way?
You know,
I rub it in.
Well, okay, there isn't so much to rub in. Maybe you haven't seen the news. So we're recording this on Saturday, January 30th, right? If you saw the news, California has been getting hammered with rain, like insane weather here. There was a piece of Highway 101, like the coastal highway, the beautiful picturesque, that just washed away in Big Sur.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
literally.
I did see that headline. I didn't actually look.
Yeah, it's gone. It's in the ocean. It's kind of a hazard to live by the sea. But down where we are, we're much further down the coast. And yeah, we just had like torrential rain and hail. Wow. And the mountains got like feet of snow. It's been crazy. Today was gorgeous, though. It was like, I don't know, 63, 64. We drove down the coast here. Yeah, went to one of the local breweries, got some beer and barbecue to go. And
That's awesome.
Drove down watching the ocean and the palm trees. Life's great, Chris. No complaints. Well,
that storm that socked you guys pretty good is coming to our neck of the woods tomorrow, Sunday.
You're welcome.
Through Tuesday. We're slated to get 1 to 30 inches of snow.
Yeah, it's true forecasting. Well, you know what's so crazy here? So growing up on the East Coast, like I was so used to that weather. And if they said rain, like you just knew it was going to rain all day, right?
Yeah.
Here, rain is this mysterious figment of your imagination that's like rain. And they could say 100% rain, but that means it's raining like for 100% of the time, 5 minutes at a clip. It's the most bizarre thing. It's like Florida weather, but extremely severe. You know, it dumps buckets of rain for like 10 minutes, and then the sun comes out for 2 hours, and then another 10 minutes of torrential rain. It's so weird.
I don't know. Pretty amazing.
It's totally bizarre. And of course, here, because it never rains, when it does rain, everything floods, and there's mud everywhere and debris, and it's terrible. Trees fall over. It's insanity. But
my kids My kids were so excited when they saw that some of the Sierra Mountains were getting upwards of 8 feet of snow. They were like, we yeah. want to go there.
Up and in like,
Do you realize how high 8 feet is? It's like almost to our ceiling of our house. They're like, oh my yeah. goodness. Think about the snowy glues and stuff.
Mammoth, they said that they got 9 feet. I was like, really? 9 feet?
Wow.
That seems like a lot of snow. I feel like that was wrong. Either they said it wrong or I heard it wrong. I don't know. I didn't Google it, but I'm like, 9 feet? Come on.
Well, I saw someone got 96 inches, so I mean, or 100 inches, so I was a little over 8 feet. So,
yeah, that's a lot.
That's it. I can't fathom weather. That.
Chris, we always talk about the weather. Maybe this is what the people want. I mean, right. I'm not sure. Listeners, listen. If you are listening, of course you're listening. That's why I said listen. What the shit? Okay.
It's been a long week, Sarah.
I need you to do us a favor. Faithful, loyal listener of this podcast, please send us a message on Twitter. Can I tell you that's letter U funny? And let us know if you enjoy the weather banter. Does anybody give a shit about the weather? Really? I mean, this is just Chris and I.
I feel like we're a bunch of old people.
You want to talk about old Chris? We, the husband and I, ate dinner tonight at 2:30 in the afternoon. We just totally skipped out on breakfast and lunch. We went up to the beer place, got 2 4-packs to go and barbecue takeout to go, came home and ate it. And I was like, well, I mean, that's it for me.
Yeah.
It's 2:30.
When dinner. In Rome. That's awesome.
Last night, I went to bed at 7. I woke up at 6 this morning. I might as well be 95 years old. This is peak living for me. I mean, maybe this is just because it's quarantine. That's what I'm going to go with. Like, we're still in the pandemic, still not going anywhere. That's why I've now become a 95-year-old.
I'm with you. I completely agree with that.
I don't know, Chris.
Although I haven't had the opposite. I've been staying up way too late. Like, I'm a kid again.
Yeah.
Sleeping in. Luckily, my kids are old enough that they have to get themselves up and can fend for themselves for breakfast, mostly.
That's good.
I know.
Just, like, have a bowl of oatmeal or something, cereal.
Yeah, we have some stuff, yeah.
You're not making them, get out the pancakes and sausage and eggs, like, whip me up breakfast.
That's right. Get some eggs. Come on. It's your turn now. You know how many years I've been waiting on you guys?
You can walk. Fix it yourself.
I know. I do find myself that, you know, now that they're, you know, obviously able and can reach, you know, dishes and stuff, they're like, hey, give me a plate. What, can you not get yourself a plate? Like, you're right there. Do it yourself. They just look at me shocked. I'm like, no, like, I'm not your servant.
Chris, parent. Are you sure?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't have children. I don't know how that works. I know my dog assumes that I am his servant. He's got me trained very well.
That's a given. Dogs are like that. They just look at you all cute. Now, the kids do that, too. They look at me all cute. Like, oh. I'm like, okay, I'll make you pancakes at, you know, any time of the day.
I wouldn't fall for that, Chris.
I know. Can't help it.
I'm a little harsh when it comes to kids.
They're cute. My daughter lost both her front teeth.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah.
I know. So, see, she has an adorableness factor on me. Can't say no. I'm like, gosh, darn it. She wins.
All right, Chris. Listen.
Yes.
I think it's time we get serious with this podcast.
Uh-oh. Serious? Are we not serious now? Can I tell you something funny? We're not supposed to be serious.
It's true. I meant serious in our commitment to the listeners.
All right, yes.
Chris, our listeners are growing. Thank you. If it's your first time, this is it. Welcome. This is all you get. But, Chris, because we have become so infrequent, now I feel like we need to get back into the rhythm and bring the people what's missing, which is us, to the internets, the interwebs.
Maybe,
what do you think?
Maybe we're more popular now because we aren't on as often.
Maybe you're more popular. I mean, Chris. No, I think it would bring a whole new level if we did like Saturday Night Fun Entertainment on the internet.
I know. Let's do it. I mean, honestly, pre-pandemic, during it, after, I really have nothing going on Saturday evening. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're of that age that we're like, yeah, we got nothing. This is not when we go out.
This is when we're like bird specials, you know, but we'll be back in time.
Right. When we finally have realized peace is Saturday night when you're like, oh, it's 5 p.m. I have nothing to do.
I know. It's lovely. It's lovely.
Great. It's great. Let me clear my calendar. Yep. Turn off the TV. And ready.
I'm with
okay,
you.
Good.
Let's do it.
I'm down for it. I think it'd be great. We should we'll bring it on YouTube. Maybe live stream, maybe just throw up an afterwards. I don't know. I'd be interested to see how many people would watch us live stream. What do you think?
Yeah. You can see my beard now. I got a nice thing growing.
Get out.
Yeah, it's quite okay. It's quite long. It's like over an inch.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Chris.
My mom's making fun of me. Other people are making fun of me, and now I'm not. I was gonna shave it, so just to have a beard for a second. Uh-huh. I was gonna shave it. I do like playing with it because I'm like I have fidgety hands. But then people started making like my mom made fun of me and some other people, and now I'm not shaving it out of principle, which is stupid. But I'm like, I'm gonna shave it. Yeah. So now I'm gonna keep growing it.
Gosh, just out of spite. That's a very Costanza-esque thing to do.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. It's absolutely. Yeah. I was like, anyway. So, yeah. So you can see me. You can see the lovely locks of hair on my face. Not my head so much, but my...
Right. Well, that's all right. Happens to the best of us.
I'll have to get one of those fancy mics now, too.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
All right. Let's get legit.
Okay, let me take another sip of beer.
Too legit.
Too legit to quit.
Hey.
Oh, what were we singing today? Hold on.
What song were we singing today?
Oh, he's on his iPad. See, he was here with all of the fun, whimsical things before we recorded, and now he's too busy on his iPad. Okay, never mind.
Question for you.
Yes.
Do you ever go through phases of your life where, like, certain musical genres just really speak to you? Do you ever go through that?
I have to say I haven't gone through phases because it's just the same musical genre. I'm forever stuck in the 90s, early 2000s. That's my music. That's the core.
But there's obvious, but there's like different, right? I mean, there's like different genres in that.
It's true. Years. Well, sometimes I really get into an 80s vibe. You just got to have a little like, you know, I don't know, Queen and Cyndi Lauper and, you know, the good stuff.
Ah, yes. I've been going through a 90s rap.
I love it. Hip-hop. Listen.
Been listening to Wu-Tang Clan and things like that.
That's music. Come on. That was really music. Like when that came out, it was raw and groundbreaking. Yeah. And you're like, oh, what are these people saying? I didn't know you could say things like this. That set
and the government
future
was trying
generations
to stop it. So I'm like, oh, this
for
is
sure.
enticing.
Yes.
I know. So yeah, so work's been really challenging the past couple of weeks. And so it's like, all right, I need some hardcore rap.
Yes. Okay. So Wu-Tang Clan. What else? What else?
What else? Oh my gosh. I can't believe that these were in the 90s and some were like early 90s, like Bill Bev DeVoe. Do you remember them? They sang the song Poison.
Yes. Poison. Yeah. I don't know how much we can sing without getting like. Maybe if it's just me singing, I guess I can't play.
I'm pretty sure we can't sing just in general. It doesn't matter which song it is.
I can sing, Chris, beautifully. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Like, just like all the stuff, like Ludacris. Uh-huh. What else was there?
Yeah.
Older, even older, like Biz Markie came up. Oh, my gosh. I'm like blanking. Like Dr. Dre, you know, like Eminem, all those. It was like getting nostalgia.
Yeah, but. Dr. Dre, Dre was definitely 90s, but Eminem, I don't think it was until the 2000s, right? Or was he late 90s?
He was late 90s. Late 90s. I think he started in late 90s, so.
I know, because he's, like, older than us.
I know.
But not by much. Not by much.
You know, it's terrible. Not terrible, but, like, these are, like, people are, like, you know, like, these are badass people, right? Yeah. Like, singing the song, like, growing up, you know? A lot of them grew up and actually lived those lives, you know?
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're doing today, you know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're in their mid-50s. And I'm like, no.
I know.
Like, this cannot be. So
it's heartbreaking when I watch movies sometimes and they talk about like your birth and they're talking in the 2000s. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so old. I know.
I don't like. Yeah. So I was going through this phase, and I look them up, and I'm like, "Oh, this." Then I get depressed and move on to a different genre.
Yeah, it's true. I know.
No, but I definitely go through very specific types of music, like, you know, rap, and I go through like ska, and like grunge. So it depends on like the mood and like even like the time of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have one time of the year in San Diego. Nice.
But yes. Here,
great, I mean, Pennsylvania.
Well, we have like 6 weeks where there's technically a season. Yeah. Well, let's be fair about this. It was rain and you know, season change.
So
I go through different genres, but I will say I always come back to like 90s, early 2000s rap as my mainstay. Like if I am going to choose music to listen to, that's it. Mm.
That would be if you were like on an island somewhere and you only could choose one.
Yeah.
Greatest hits would be of the 90s, early 2000s rap.
Yeah.
Boy, what would I choose? I don't even know.
Yeah, it would. It's good stories in there. If you actually listen to the lyrics, like there is just so much going on in those songs. And I think that's why I really enjoyed it, because it really does tell a story. And I'm all about storytelling, Chris.
Yeah.
Don't know absolutely. If you noticed.
Who'd you listen to then? Like I named a couple people. Who are you? It's
the same people that you listen to, but I was a huge Dre and Eminem fan.
Yeah.
Biggie and Tupac, definitely.
Yep.
And I know you had to be one or the other, but I wasn't. I just, their music was just so good. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I would say probably that was like, I listened to that a lot. I mean, I went through some eras where I was a little bit grunge with like listening to Bush and then the emo phase and things. But yeah, we all went through it, right?
Yeah.
I do listen to a lot of Queen, I must say. I do love Queen, but that's like timeless. Queen,
that's right. Just, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know, Sarah. I'm stumped. I might have to think about this one. I'm leaning towards like grunge alternative, mm-hmm. but then I'm also thinking about like punk, Irish punk, like Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly.
Yeah,
like,
you're so into that. And I have not even listened to any of that, which is so shocking. Yeah, none of it.
Enjoy some of that.
None of it.
Anyway. All right.
What do you listen to today, Chris? Do you listen to any modern artists? Are you a Taylor Swift fan? Closet T Swift fan?
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's weird because like I will turn on like pop channel, you know, radio stations, which I don't too often because I usually listen to podcasts or other like playlists on. Uh-huh. And so I don't even know who these people are, and I've never even heard of them. Like, I started listening to this one song, Bang, by AJR. I'm like, who is AJR?
I love AJR. Yeah, AJR has been along. They've been around for a long time. They are a band out of Jersey. They've been around since the early 2000s. Just
are
off
you
and
serious?
On. Yeah, in the music industry.
Yeah, I had
industry.
No idea. So I heard this one, and I just happened to like, yeah. So every once in a while, like on some of those music, you know, streaming services, I'll put on like pop just to see. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's catchy, right?
Yeah.
But I don't really like know too many artists besides like Lady Gaga and some other folks.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a good Gaga? I feel the same way. It's tough for me to connect with some of these artists. I do really like Billie Eilish. I like her music a lot. The Weeknd. I love The Weeknd.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Demi Lovato. I'm a hardcore Demi Lovato fan. I just think she's an amazing person and has gone through a ton of stuff and is always able to produce amazing music that tells a story.
Yeah.
And she's a phenomenal singer.
See, that's why I like the Irish punk, like Dropkick Murphys and stuff, because they tell a story. I don't like them.
I haven't listened to them. I need to check it out.
And Flogging Molly, they're less hard Irish punkish.
Is there a lot of yelling? Because I can't take the yelling.
Yeah.
Like I have to be able to actually hear.
Older Dropkick Murphys was more like intense. It's they've obviously aged.
I mean, as much in that genre as I can take is like Senses Fail. I do love Senses Fail, but that like screamy esque music, that's about as hardcore as I can go.
No, I don't like Rage Search screaming. No.
Yeah. Brooks likes like the screamy source. Music. He's a fan of the screamy music things.
I don't mind the screaming music if they have a good like ballad, like not a ballad but like a good what am I saying, chorus.
It's true.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of who does that. Anyway very
it's
interesting
good.
So yeah,
eclectic. Well, you'll have to think if you were stranded on a desert island, what music would you want to be stuck with?
Man, I really do like ska, but I feel like no one in the world likes ska much.
Yeah, but it's just you on a desert island, so what does it matter?
I know.
What do you care what other people think, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, do you hear the dishwasher every week? He's got to be noisy in the background.
My goodness.
I can't edit that out. What is he doing?
Some people's kids.
That is my grown child, my man child. Here he comes.
Oh, there you go.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Try sitting on a lone island, listen to those sweet, sweet sounds.
Listen, if you were stranded on a desert island, what genre of music would you bring? He knows this answer.
Baby shark, do, 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 baby shark.
That's not what he would bring at all. He would bring probably like Counterparts or Under Oath or...
Baby beluga in the deep blue sea.
That's not what he would bring.
Swim so wild.
Swim so free.
I think Brooks would have so much fun being a dad. Because I'd be like, I can actually listen to stuff without being awkward.
I just want to tell everyone at home that this is a daily thing for me. Like, this is normalcy. That's what happens. His brain just starts with some sort of song and he'll sing it. He was singing Christmas earlier. I'm like, what the shit? It is not Christmas time. What are you doing? See?
Oh, yeah. Especially having kids, it's fun because you make up songs and they think it's hilarious.
I don't think it's hilarious. Anyway.
I have the Oompa Loompa song. I sing that for the kids.
I like the Oompa Loompa song. Yeah.
You don't?
I do, yeah.
Changed the lyrics.
Of course you did, yeah. Of course you did. It makes total sense to me.
Oh my gosh.
Chris, can I talk for a minute about the...
Oh, yes.
Okay. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, can I talk for a minute?
Yes.
I want to discuss when you find a random screw or bolts or object on the floor and you pick it up and you look around and you say, this doesn't go to anything. How did this get here? And then 6 months later, you look up and go, oh, that's where that came from. But you have already thrown away said object. Happened to me twice this week.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? Like, you don't keep that stuff?
You know, I did. I did. For a very long time. And then I was like, why am I keeping random shit that I never find a home for? And I started throwing it away. And you see, this is the lesson learned. You shouldn't throw away that random shit because it does belong somewhere. So the random thing that I lost months ago, at least 6 months, if not a year ago, was a little like screw-in bolt to the light fixture in our ceiling. Yeah, you know, just one of those like decorative screw caps.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had changed the light bulb in our kitchen and we randomly just found it on the floor one day. I'm like, this doesn't go to anything. And I looked up at the same thing. I just looked at this week. But this week, the light bulb in my brain went, oh, do we still have that thing? We don't, Chris. How often does that happen? Is it just me?
No, it's a constant. And like, I tend to keep them.
Yeah, it's smart.
But my challenge has always been, depending on where I am in proximity in the house, that pile, you know, doesn't always get co-located together. And so when I actually do realize, I'm like, oh, that was, you know, that piece of equipment or screw or whatever went to that, like, then I'm like, where is it located where I put that pile? Because it's like, oh, and I'm a little lazy person when I do this. I'm like, oh, well, here's a pile of other random stuff. I'll just put it in there. And then I'm out in the garage. Here's another pile of random stuff. I'll just put stuff in there. And so, yeah, so I don't, you know, and I have a, not, I'm a man. And I don't always remember what is out there. And so, like, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And so I will forget. I'm like, why don't we have this? Where is this located? You know, and I'm screaming. And then my wife will be like, oh. You mean this? Like, yeah. So it's so I agree, like keeping them, but it doesn't actually work out even keeping it because I don't remember that I have
it. So we need a system is what you're saying. We should keep it, but we need a like random shit drawer.
Yeah. So we just clean out our Yeah, so we just cleaned out our garage, and we have, like, this metal filing cabinet thing, like, this big, big, massive thing. And so, yeah, we dedicated a corner to, like, random screws. Yeah,
corner? How do you keep that organized in a filing cabinet? I don't understand. They're so big.
No, it's not a filing cabinet. I'm sorry. It's just a big metal cabinet that we pour, like, you know, oils and other stuff in there. And so we just put a little basket.
I can't picture it. It's like a metal
stand-up cabinet. It's like the height of a person, and it has multiple metal shelves, and you open the doors.
Okay.
And you're like, wah. It's like a pantry for a garage.
Okay. I'm picturing it now, but I don't understand. So you just have a whole corner shelf dedicated to it? You have
corner of a shelf, and we just put like a basket in there, and we just throw the stuff in there, knowing that we actually had this discussion, you know, when we were doing this, like, we need to have one place for this stuff, because like it'll sit on the island, it'll sit on a desk, it'll sit random places for like months, because everyone will look at it and go, still don't know, and I move on, and eventually you just like lose your mind because it's been sitting there forever and it's collecting dust. So we do that too, and now instead we have this location, so hopefully it'll be better when we go, wait, why did my chair fall apart when I sat on it?
Where's that screw?
You know, and Sarah, it's 100 times worse with kids.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Because they don't, they drop things constantly, and you're like, where did this come from? Like, it doesn't even make sense. And so, yes, the kids make it 10 times worse.
I can't imagine. I know. I feel a little guilty that I threw it away, because I'm like, oh, well, that's probably not just something you can replace easily. And I'm like, stayed up this long with only four of them. I guess I'll be fine. I was so mad, though. You know, like the OCD in me was like, oh, but now I know it's missing, and I knew I had it, and it's gone.
Oh, I know. That's the worst.
It's the dumbest thing to be upset about. So dumb.
Well, it's like, you know, you probably went, you know, going through your grandparents' stuff or great-grandparents' stuff, you know, like they had a drawer like that. And you're like, what is this random stuff? Why do they keep this? And you're like flipping out. Was it for that very reason?
We have a junk drawer, but it is a very organized junk drawer. Like, it has labels. And then things that don't have a label, we put in the key dish, and they just, like, those little random screws or whatever go in the bottom of the key dish. And then there's one in there, but the other one, I was like, oh, I threw that away. Because, you know, we quick went to the key dish, and we're like, oh, yeah, it's in the bottom of the key dish. It ran over, scrounged in there, and I was like, nope, that's not the one. But you better not throw that away now, because we're going to find out where that thing goes next.
Oh, I know. Do you find that you have, like, a million random keys that you've just collected over the years?
I did when I owned a house. Yes. I'd be like, what does this key go to?
Yeah.
Not anymore, because we just have the apartment. So there's no key. Like, our car doesn't even have keys. You know what I mean? It's just all the keyless entry little fob things. So we got rid of those. But for sure, we had a whole pile of keys. And I was like, what do all these go to?
I know. I feel like a janitor when I'm trying to like open up, like, you know, we have random safes for, you know, important papers and things like that. And like a toolie rack, or like we had, you know, when I was growing up, even like I have a lock for your bike and stuff, all random stuff, which I know you got rid of when you moved, but like we still have it. And I was going through this, I'm like, oh my gosh, how many freaking keys? If I had to actually find the right key, like, I might as well just give up.
I had to tell you, when we went to move, I had to try every key in every lock, because I wanted to be sure I didn't throw away anything that was actually needed to stay with the house to sell it. And it was ridiculous many. I'm like, I don't know what this is for. This is just garbage. I have no idea what this goes to. I threw them away, Chris. What are you supposed to do with all those keys?
I know. Well, I actually just recently found my second, I could never find my second Jeep key, my Wrangler, and I sold that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just found it recently as I was going through all this stuff, and I was like, huh, I need to go find that Wrangler.
Right? I did that to a couple of cars, actually. We used to, this is a story for another time, we should have Brooks on sometime to tell it, but Brooks had a little bit of a car buying problem, that he would buy a new car every year. So we accumulated a lot of those second keys, because it was like, oh, you put that in your drawer, right? His drawer, air quotes, in his man cave. Who knows? Whatever that, what was going on there. But we found a lot of those extra keys when we moved. I was like, oh, we haven't owned this car for 4 years. Probably just throw that away now.
I know. I felt bad.
Yes. I know, but you do, right? You feel a little guilty. And you don't even think about it when you're trading it in. You're like, oh, yeah, here are the keys, whatever. Like, didn't you get another one? Nope.
I was like, wait, now I can go find it. I mean, I sold the Jeep to a buddy. Now he moved to, I think he's now in Kentucky, but I was going to mess with him one day if he was local. It'd just be funny to like find it in a parking lot and then move it.
Yeah. You live in the area that would be a funny joke. Here in San Diego, not so funny. That would be a good joke, air quotes. Don't do that, people. This is not advice. This is.
Don't do anything I say.
Yeah, that's probably solid advice right there from Chris. Just don't do whatever he says.
Don't do it. No, I know. Seriously, yeah. Like, I have a million keys like that, though, so it's crazy.
Random junk and random keys. I can't. Well, lesson learned. I'm not throwing anything away again.
You need to step up that junk drawer.
Yeah, I need to have a new folder, label, or section in the junk drawer for random objects. Save.
Or you need to have like a graduation, right? It's like, I just found this one, so it goes in like the first tertiary, and then it goes to like, if I haven't used it in like 3 months, and it goes to the second phase, and if it's like 6+ months, and it's like, all right, then it can be tossed.
Okay, that seems like a lot of work. One spot. I can't keep.
I know, but I think, but then, if, but then you want to clear it out. Like, you get too much stuff. Then, like, what's the clearing mechanism? Because I don't remember when this stuff got in there.
Ah, you see, this is the apartment versus house difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're in an apartment, you don't accumulate things because you're like, we don't have room for that. We're not buying that at all. If you buy something, something else has got to go to make room. That's the rule. One in, one out. There's no extra room to be had here. I will say, during this pandemic, I looked at my closet and I've worn the same 7 things for an entire year. And I was like, oh, I don't think I need 99% of my clothes. They can probably just go because I wear the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah, I was just telling my wife that. I was like, I can get rid of most of the stuff because honestly, like, A, I have the very small closet in the bedroom, and she has the massive one, plus another one that's even bigger than mine, so I have the smallest one.
As it should be, carry on.
And she still has stuff in mine. And to that exact point, I was in the laundry room, right, as my office. Yeah. And so I was doing, you know, more of the laundry, at least folding and stuff. And I would just fold my clothes, and I put them on top of the dryer. We have a front loader dryer. Maybe that's every dryer's front loader. Anyway, I just put my clothes on the top, and you know, being a guy, I just leave them there, and I just go walk past the laundry room, grab my clothes for the day, and then get my shower, mm-hmm. and clean them, put them away. And literally, I've worn probably 3, maybe 4 pairs of shorts
right
every week, mm-hmm. and I go to my closet, and I'm like, well, I haven't worn this for like, I could probably, mm-hmm. you know, in theory, I could get rid of all of like 90%.
Yeah.
And same. I might.
Just
get rid of it. I mean, I have
Brooks
a house.
Brooks and I pretty much decided when we move, because we're apartment hunting again this year. Every year, Chris, we're apartment hunting. Maybe this is our year. 2021 is going to be our year. We decided that if we move this year, we're definitely doing a closet purge, because I'm not going back to an office. Who am I kidding? I'm not working in an office. Why do I have all these office clothes? I'm not going to wear them again. And they're so out of style now. I mean, they're so many years old. I would look ridiculous walking into an office wearing what's in there. So I'm like, this is not, I need to just get rid of this. It's not what I want. Yeah. So I'm going to do a whole purge of clothes. It's kind of been nice.
I'm with you. Hey, I got like 15 button-down shirts, you know, business casual. I'm like, why don't you 15? Like, I need,
that's a lot.
Maybe, like, I don't wear half of them.
Yeah, like 7, right? A week.
Yeah, maybe. Worth. Yeah, I mean,
a week and a couple days. You just, so you know, you rotate, constantly rotating.
It's like that mental thing. It's like, all right, what's going to happen? Like, you know, whenever post pandemic looks like, am I going back in every day or not? So
that'll be interesting. Yeah, I wonder. There's big questions now, right? Because you've been working successfully during a pandemic from home, and all of a sudden, all these companies are going to be like, all right, back to the office.
Let's go. Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of workers are going to be like, no.
I see us going back as more hybrid.
Yeah, I think hybrid is the way to go because I do think some people thrive in an office environment.
Yeah.
So I think having that option is very good and accommodating for all different personality types and work styles. But I think forcing people to do one or the other is going to end very badly for a lot of companies because there are plenty of companies that said, you know what, screw this. We're just going to go all remote and save on all kinds of real estate fees and have been doing very well at it.
So much savings.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people that are very extroverted and, you know, really need a separate workspace. And I completely appreciate that fact. I am not one of those people, but there are definitely people that are much better with a dedicated work area that is, you know, removed from their home. So I think hybrid model is for sure what's coming. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, there's definitely pros, right? It's nice not, you know, rolling out, not worrying about getting a shower. You know, just starting. Mm-hmm. I have a bad, it's harder for me with, I mean, it's, I've been busier, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I always think I'm busier, but maybe I truly am. It's hard to tell. I'm always busy. We're all, you know, both of us were, you know, and it's one thing of going to the office. It's like you have a very clear start and stop.
When you're at home, though?
Yeah, more so. Like, literally here, I'm just like, I can see my screens. I'm like, oh, I see an email popped up. Like, I'll just go check it real quick.
And, that's you know, on you, my friend. You have to set up boundaries.
No, I know, but like, I completely agree. It's on the individual, right? But you know, it's just easier to disconnect. You're like, all right, I'm going home. Like, can you have your 20-minute drive or 15-minute walk or whatever, and just disconnect and like, screw it till tomorrow. When you're here, it's like, well.
See, maybe the difference is because I worked remotely for over a year before there was any kind of pandemic remote working. So I was very comfortable with like, hey, it is my quitting time. That email just came in. Oh, sorry. I'll deal with that tomorrow. So I just, you know, naturally knew that like my workday ends when the normal workday ends and I'm going to quote unquote log off.
Yeah.
So it is a learning
skill. Because you're Sarah, you do what you want.
It's fucking right. I do what I want.
I'm 18. I can do what I want.
That's right. I'm an adult. Don't tell me. It's different. I think a lot of expectations have probably changed and adapted. I do think I've seen a lot of toxicity for my friends who still work in traditional corporate settings in terms of the expectation is that now we can have more 5 o'clock meetings and start later and people aren't up as early. And it's like, no. You're not going to host a meeting at 6 p.m. just because people are quote unquote at home. Like they still have a life. Work is not everything.
Do we really have a life? Can't go anywhere.
Doesn't mean you want to be working. You can, you know, read a book or listen to 90s rap or take a walk.
Or listen to us.
With your family. That's right. Listen to this podcast. Good, Chris. Good. You're learning. You're promoting the show.
Cross-marketing right there.
Chris, you're supposed to market the podcast outside of the podcast.
Oh.
You listening to it might be helpful, or like telling your friends to listen to it.
I tell everyone. They've listened to it already. They've moved on.
They were like, I heard that one episode. It was all right.
They know me in real life, so they don't need to hear me on the podcast.
If they saw our shenanigans, then we would be connected, Chris.
Yeah. All right. We'll
then you couldn't unsee us. once you're in, you're in.
I guess I'll have to keep the beard until we have the first episode. Then I'll shave it.
I think that'd be great. When are we going to do this, Chris? Let's let people know.
I don't know. I got to buy one of those fancy microphones because I want to have this thing on my head.
Okay, this is like the 18th time you said it. Which fancy microphone do you want? Do you want the Rode one that I have? Like the really nice microphone?
I don't know. Forward it on to me. No, the one you sent me before. I don't know. Whatever. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
We'll find some.
Well, maybe we'll plan for like sometime in February. I think if we started recording consistently on Saturdays again and made sure to like put out consistent content, maybe that would help us first.
Yeah, I think so.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, we've rambled a lot this week, Chris, but there's some gems in here. This is a good episode. Proud of us. Good job, team.
Yeah. Next Saturday, hopefully I'll be recovered from my back strain from shoveling snow or my heart attack. We'll see which happens.
Yeah, that'll be rough. Sorry about that.
Are you really?
No, not at all. It snowed in April the year that we left. That's all I'm going to say. I was like, this is the universe saying, see, here's what you got.
last year, it snowed in May.
Yeah, that's miserable.
I know.
But climate change isn't real, Chris.
It's not.
It is. It's a definite thing.
It is. It's getting colder.
Oh, my God.
It snows in May.
I just don't know how to tell people. I'm like, are you not seeing the, like, hail that San Diego is getting and these, like, wicked storms washing away things and then feet of snow across the country and terrible tornadoes and thunder snow and all kinds of weird ass shit happening? Like, nobody thinks that this is not normal. Is that just me? Anyway, climate change is real. There's your PSA this week. Chris, do you have a real PSA? I don't know.
No, but I have a bug climbing up my Christmas tree right now.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you?
It's a stink bug. I see it.
Oh, yeah. You got to get that. Don't squish it.
Oh, no. I squished them. I just crushed them in there.
But it'll stink.
It doesn't really that bad. Oh. I see him. I got to get him before I get. Hey, PSA. It's almost February. I should probably get my Christmas tree down.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, wait a minute. You still have your Christmas tree up. Don't glaze over that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your money's worth.
Yeah, Chris, we didn't put one up this year. I had a daddy long legs crawling up the wall next to my computer. And to give some people perspective with how close that was to my hand, there's maybe 6 inches between the keyboard and the wall. And I was typing. Yeah. I almost jumped out of my chair.
Yeah.
Freaked out. It came out of nowhere.
I know. Just like those random screws that you find on the floor.
That's right. It was super scary.
They're all coming from the same place.
They just magically appear. How do they get there? Okay, good. Well, yes. Listen to us. We appreciate you. If you're listening, yeah. Tell your friends, your family, your coworkers. Subscribe. That would be...
Anyone.
Yeah. I mean, truly. People who are like, what is this? Are these people real? We are real humans.
We're legit.
Too legit to quit. Hey. You should subscribe, rate, and review because that really, really helps us. And we are the little podcast that could. We just keep growing and growing and growing. And we appreciate all of you listening and would love if you could review us. That would really, really help. On Apple Podcasts, I guess, is the only place you can really review anymore. Me. What else, Chris? Follow along in between episodes. You can mostly follow me on Twitter, Sarah No Socks. It's no H, just Sarah No Socks on Twitter. You can follow the show. We have like 13 followers on Twitter, Chris. We got to work on this. I feel like you should be in charge of our Twitter account.
I got to get on Twitter.
I'm telling you, tweeting. I'll just give you that account. You can start tweeting whatever you want from there.
Are you sure?
Your burner account. Yeah, I don't give a shit. It's your burner account, man. Just go for it. Get us some follows.
Start yelling at people.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
All right, perfect.
That's Can I Tell You? That's Letter U Funny. You can blame Chris if you don't like the content. You can go to our webpage at caniteellyousomethingfunny.webflow.io and submit stories anonymously. Tell us funny things. We'll read them on the podcast. No need to include your name. And we're going to do this live stream thing. I think it'll be fun.
I think it'll be too. Agreed.
Okay. That's it, Chris. That's all I know.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.